Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, like always, every week, showing your loyalty to the channel. I really appreciate that because I could just see the love and the growth that we are all having. Because, again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The reason why the Mac Effect is here is because I want to show you guys that dreams, goals, passions that you desire are achievable, and I'm trying to reach them the same way I hope you guys are trying to reach them. And like always, I'm always doing my best to bring you guests that are either going to inspire you, uplift you, show you that, hey, it is tough, but it's definitely manageable. And with that being said, today I'm bringing to you guys someone special to my life, to Jackie's life, to a lot of people's lives, to be honest with you, because one of the things that this man does is he doesn't just introduce people to houses. He helps people create homes. And that's why with me, it's just such a great pleasure to introduce to you guys my friend, Tomas Rios. What's up, Tomas? Thanks for coming, man. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, guys. You gave me the introduction as a real estate entrepreneur. Yes, I do real estate. I'm a broker. I am a mortgage loan originator. And I run my own small little business.
Yeah, yeah. So Tomas, guys, as a little bit of how we got to know him is, when Jackie and me were separated and we were trying to work things out, at that time, Jackie was also trying to move out of Whittier. And when me and Jackie were talking back together, Tomas was the real estate agent that was helping her at the time looking for different properties. How many properties did you guys take a look at?
Your wife is picky. Jackie. But look at this house. It's a beautiful house.
Yeah, I remember because when you guys were, I went to a couple houses with you when you were showing her. Not the first initial ones because it's, again, it's complicated, but we still weren't officially talking when she started shopping. But I'm actually the one, Tomas, that encouraged her and said, bump up your spending limit just a little bit. See what you're already going to go big and see what a little bit more bang for your buck can do. And then that's how this house came about.
Yeah. I mean, we were all over the Richter scale. I mean, we were looking at different properties in different areas. Didn't really know where you guys wanted to move to, but you know, just searching and searching and finding that right property was probably the thing.
Yeah. So Tomas, speaking in regards to, you know, helping Jackie, like I've never really asked you this question, but how was it for you? Cause obviously she's your client. You're taking her around different places to see different homes. And then all of a sudden this dude shows up and he's also in the mix now. Like, how was that for you? Like, what did you think of that?
Well, you got to remember, like, I met you after.
Yeah.
And I found out that you were also a real estate agent. Right, I was like, "Oh, he's gonna, jump in and take my business." I mean, it's. I was like, "Okay, well, I always say bless your family first,
Correct.
But then after talking to you, it's like, "No, I have it, but I'm not practicing." And I was like, "Okay, right on."
Yeah.
But how was it? I mean, I knew about Jenny Rivera, I just didn't know about the family.
Like the situation Jackie was in or anything like that?
Nothing.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
I had no idea what the backstory
was. Got it. Okay. Jackie. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I like that you're sharing that because I'm not going to lie to you, Tomas. One of the things that I love doing is I just like being completely open and honest with people. The question did come up. I'm not going to lie to you. With me and Jackie, I did kind of ask her, I'm like, hey, I have a real estate license. Like, you're just going to give that commission to someone else. But then she was, because you know Jackie, and I think a lot of people know Jackie. Jackie has such an amazing heart. And she was like, babe, you know how many houses he's shown me? Like, you know how much work he's put in? And I'm getting chills, but at some point, she made me realize, you know what? Nah, she's right. Like, he's done it already. Like, he deserves this. He's put in the work. And my goodness, did you put in the work? Because at that time, too, my wife was being either dealt with a company that was not a big fan of at the time. That just, I felt like they made everything so complicated. Was it?
Well, you know what? I'm going to be all fair and honest here. As a real estate broker and a realtor, you have a fiduciary duty of privacy So, you know, aside from what we saw, you know, anything else beyond beyond that, I cannot really share with Jackie. Just, I know she's your wife, but, you know.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, and you know what? I value that.
Without her permission.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it was fun. You know?
All right.
I just can't go into too much details of anything else.
Well, I, once again, love it. Maybe that question, you just slammed the door on my face right now, and it's all good, but it shows our viewers this guy takes his job very serious. One thing that I have learned through Tomas is, like, the guy's awesome. Like, he's fun. He's funny. He's joking around. But when it comes to getting the job done, he gets the job done.
No, I mean, I'm not shutting the door. You know, I know.
No, Tomas, it's the truth.
It's
the truth. You have a certain, you have rules and I don't know what's the word to say, but like confidentiality agreement. Like, you have a fiduciary duty, or what's it called?
It's a fiduciary duty to your client.
Exactly. So I'm just trying to make it dumber, like in simpler terms. But
but we can talk about
the
transaction. We just can't go, you know, in specific. You could talk about me, and we can, when I said, oh yeah, your wife was picky, and that's most of my clients, you know.
Yeah. But, okay.
But you know,
awesome.
I didn't ask her if I can talk freely about her situation.
Staying in the subject of real estate, is this something that you've always done, or did you have previous jobs before this?
No, everyone has stepping stones.
Okay.
So
what were you doing before real estate?
I was a event organizer, a club promoter.
Nice. Nice. Yes. Hence the nickname.
Yeah, I started off straight out of high school. I mean, we were doing house parties back in when their East LA parties were going on.
Dope.
I was part of a party crew, and you know, it all started back then.
Lo ven muy serio, lo ven así bien presentadito y todo, but this guy's a party animal, let me tell you.
Nah, I just kidding. I was an event organizer, so I would, you know, situate the, you know, location, get everything, design everything, get everything going, and then throw the events. Yeah.
Nice.
We were young, right?
For sure.
There was, party crews in East LA, Chaos, Operation Next, you know, Madness.
I love it.
Rescue. And we were doing events. And then when the events got a little too crazy, we moved them to halls because they were all ages. And then when those got too crazy, we moved them over to 18 and over. And the crowd just kept, you know, growing with you. So then, you know, it was a career of events. And then when I went to college, I was doing college parties. And then we had a couple other people that from other universities, other Cal States that were doing parties themselves. And they were doing events the same nights that we were. So what we ended up doing, we ended up uniting. And we created a company, and that company was called Collegiate Circuit.
Okay.
And Collegiate Circuit then started dominating the college scene, where we started doing events where we would get all the fraternities, clubs, and organizations involved, and then the events started getting bigger and bigger and larger, to where we ended up doing a yearly festival in Rosarito for 13 years. So we did that, you know. And on the back end, we were doing...
Where in Rosarito?
At Papa's and Beer.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
I went there one time, long time ago, but I remember that Papa's and Beer was like supposedly like the place to be. Maybe we were so close to each other and we didn't even know.
No, it's a nice place.
It's always been a place. Does it still go on now or no?
Yeah, the clubs, the nightclubs there are still going on. Our event was called College Fest, C-Fest.
Got it.
But we would buy out the hotels, all the hotels, and then we would bunk people together by roommates, and then so not only was income being generated at the hotels, but at the ticket level.
At the event.
And the event was a fundraiser for the students because they would get a portion of that going in. But, you know, everything comes to a halt, but at the same time, that... was generating flyer marketing. We were doing printing, designing, and that started growing. And Collegiate Circuit began a company called Big City Print, which is still on today. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they do all the printing for the Dodgers, for Bitcoin Arena, you know, Lakers, Kings, Dodgers. Wow. They're big. They do wraps on vehicles. But in 2008, you know, as you're growing, you start jumping into businesses. And then around 2005, even though I had this part-time as a promoter, that's when I jumped into real estate, started doing loans back in 2005, 2008 under the umbrella of a corporation.
So when you were a promoter at that time, I got to share with people, Tomas, it's so, such a cool thing. My son Jordan didn't even believe this was your nickname. What was your nickname?
My nickname.
Or what is your nickname?
My nickname is Tomcat.
Tomcat.
I like Tomcat. And my crew was called Tomcat Entertainment.
Let's go. I like it. I like it. I like it, man. We got to. Yeah. Hey, those are the moments that shape us, that start molding us to what we're becoming. Would you, you were a promoter, and I get that, but were you involved like DJing, like anything like that? Or were you just kind of like just setting up the whole event up?
No, I did music, but DJing, but that didn't pay the bills. The promoting side paid the bills, right? You know, because that's where the money, you control the money and you pay it out, right?
Correct.
So
it's all about leveling up.
Right, right. So for Collegiate Circuit, for College Fest and other events, University 100, my partners were Sal Magdaleno, Joe Sandoval. We had Danny, rest in peace, Barboza. He was my best friend, and then myself. So we organized this, and it was good. I mean, you know, our competition was we would always go head up on the same night, Electric Daisy Carnival. Mm. They would do their whole raves here, and they would pack it up, and we would do all south of the border, and we would pack it up. So different events, but we were competitions. And as a promoter here in L.A., I was known for, I participated in Sweet Sundays, a small percentage. I had 15%. I was a head promoter for Thursdays at Vertigo's on Thursday and Club London Vertigo's on Sunday. Organized that for years. I'm responsible for divorces, DUIs. indirectly. but after 2008, the economy, you know, I had already started doing real estate and I had my business, but in 2008, everything came to a stall.
Yeah. Yeah.
For everything.
2008 was the, that's when the market crashed.
Correct? Right. Right. I left Collegiate Circuit, because, they kept it going and I signed over the company over to them. I left and then went to go get a job. Real estate went down, everything tanked, right? Even the marketing is the first thing people cut. So Collegiate Circuit also tanked. But they kept on doing it, and Collegiate Circuit survived, right? And my route, you know, since I left, and then I started the real estate side, and I just, yeah, kept on going with it.
You kept on pushing on the real estate side. Yeah. And how did it even come about? Like, why real estate? Why not something else? You know, like, where did the attention to real estate come from?
Again, in 2005, I started, and I started doing loans. Remember, the promoting thing was a second. It was a part-time.
A hobby, but okay, got it.
That paid you, right?
Got it.
So you did focus on your business.
Got it.
But you also had real estate you were dabbling in.
I understand.
So I was juggling two events.
Got it. So you were doing loans as your primary, but this was also something you're like, hey, I love doing this. And okay, got it.
That's what it was.
So when you were doing loans, eventually it progressed to wanting to get your license.
Right.
And when did you get your license?
I got license in 2008.
2008, okay.
But back then I was doing loans, so people have to remember that license for loans were not required. You could work under an umbrella, and that umbrella was the corporation. So as long as you put your loans in through the corporation, you were good. Everything changed, so licenses are required after the Dodd-Franks, after the meltdown. Now that you have to have a license to do your mortgages. And then in 2008, I got my license and market tanked. And then I went to go work for a credit union where I managed their real estate portfolio.
Okay.
I had to make sure that there was the way we managed it is I pulled soft hits every month to see who was in trouble in our credit union. So if we saw that your credit score dropped, you would get a call from me to try to modify your loan or see how we can assist. A credit union is what's different from the bank because we took care of our own. We didn't take any money from the government.
Okay. Yeah. And when you said you got licensed, it just because I'm trying to understand, and I know my viewers and listeners are watching and are hearing, my man is filled with knowledge. Like anytime I call him and I ask questions, like he kind of knows the playbook in the back of his head, but he also understands it changes every year. It changes every couple weeks. It changes every month or whatever, right? Yeah. So he's always like, but I got to check and verify, but I got to check and verify. When you got your license was to be a real estate agent or to just continue being being able to do loans?
No, it was just to do real estate, to do an agent.
Okay.
The issue with loans, once it got Dodd-Frank's came out with their findings and they said in 2010,
correct,
everyone had to be licensed to do loans.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to follow that along. So then as the years progressed and you were doing loans, because now you're a broker.
Right.
Which is awesome, man. Like, first of all, congratulations on that. How long have you been a broker now?
I don't know, about 8 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. 10 years. I remember when me and Jackie first kind of, it might be a little bit less than that, though, because I kind of remember when me and Jackie bought this house, you still weren't a broker yet. And that was like about 5 years ago. But when you did it, I was like, I'm so proud of him because just to be a real estate agent and to pass that test is tough. To be a broker, bro, like, man, the studying that one has to put in.
I'm just thinking, you know, like you might be right because I just got my. No, it could be about six.
Yeah.
6 to 7.
You were the broker too when you helped us here? I don't remember.
I mean, you could be a broker. No, this one was under a company. You could be a broker and park your license with another brokerage.
Okay.
You could be an associate broker. But got I it. Think I was just a regular broker, real estate.
Got it.
When you got this. How long you guys been here?
Five. Going on six now.
I don't know. It's hard to say. I can't remember. I have to look at my license.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But regardless, bro, again, congratulations on that step. What made you decide, you know what? Let me try to embark on this next step.
Well, there's more options when you work for yourself. Even though you're working for yourself, people have their hands in the cookie jar. If you're a broker and you park your license with another broker, you are an associate broker. So, you know, so you have more decisions to make, you know, give discounts instead of taking it up the ladder. Hey, can we give a discount here? Just, you know, you have
and the some. Truth is, too, you'll make a little bit more money as well.
Right. There's no, but you also take on more liability. So
correct.
My
correct.
Errors and omissions correct. On every deal.
Absolutely.
This is all you. So
absolutely. So, yeah, but what the reason why I'm asking, Tomas, is because the level of leveling up. We were talking about, you know, promoter was one thing, but we wanted to take another step and another step. It's the same thing that I'm kind of doing with the Mac Effect. I'm kind of right here right now, but I'm trying to take it to another level and see where it goes from there. Where did this confidence for you come from? Like, what made you believe, like, man, I can be a real estate agent or I could be a broker? Like, where does this confidence come from for you to? Because I'll be honest, I look at those steps, Tomas, and I'm like, dang, like, that takes guts. Like, what about the fear of failing? Like, I'm going to get my license, but then what if I can't sell a house or what if I can't get people to buy? Like, I know the fear of failing creeps in, but at some point you broke free from that and said, no, I'm going to make that decision. And you were very confident in it. Where does that come from?
Past experience. Look, every career has its fear. You still jump in. Real estate's probably the worst career you can jump into.
Way to motivate. No, I'm just kidding. But I get it. I get it. It is. Because everyone in their family has someone probably with a license.
Everyone has a license, right? But again, you know, the issue is not that. The issue is getting the deals in, right? And, you know, you might see some lavish car from, you know, these realtors. You know, there's different levels of real estate that you can take your business to. There's investors, there's wholesalers, there's people who deal with their clients, commercial. It all depends where you want to spend your time. Mm. That, you know, that's what it is, you know. But real estate's one of the worst careers you can get into. It is, because from my understanding, I heard that the average real estate agent makes about $40,000 a year to $60,000 a year. I think one day I logged on to one of those websites that tell you the job history or what jobs were posted, or
like Indeed or Indeed. Okay, Monsters or something like that.
It was Indeed. Yes, thank you. It was Indeed. And you put like loan officer and you see, you look at the scale of what there's a potential to make.
That, yeah.
Right. And then it tells you the average. Yeah. That's where I got those stats from. I was like, wow.
That's crazy.
But so, it's a great career if you succeed in it.
Well, there's my question. Like you're kind of answering, not answering my question, but you're definitely seeing where my question comes from, in the sense of like the ballsiness of you to say, let me go for it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to figure out by asking you, it's like, where does that come from? Like, is that something that, do you feel your mom and dad instilled in you? Do you feel that certain lessons in school helped you to build that confidence? Maybe when you were a promoter, did that kind of help you build that confidence? Because those, I'm 37 and I'm barely finding the confidence for this right now.
Right on.
So that's where I'm trying to.
You know what? When you see the easy money, and I'm going to say, I call it easy money because it was easy money coming in, you know, it's really hard to go back into I'm going to call the rat race, back into the workforce. And that's because you see the potential of what money you can make as an individual doing your own business.
I see. Yeah. The high risk, high reward.
High risk, high reward. The problem with real estate is the feast or famine issue. So knowing that there's a feast, that business is coming in, there's also a famine because the real estate cycle goes in circles. So, you know, feast and famine. Now, as long as you have a good, you know, plan to survive the famine, then you're good.
Got it.
But even when you have a business, you know, and there's a recession, you know, business comes down. So they also go through that same thing.
Okay. So what I also want to recommend my viewers, listeners, watchers, if you guys have any questions when it comes to real estate, buying, selling, renting, even property management, guys, he actually helps Jackie and me with our property out in Whittier, our first home. He helps us with that. Please feel free. I'll have his information there on the screen for you guys to look at. You could write him an email, send him a message through Instagram. My man has a lot of great information. He really has helped us a lot. Recently helped my wife find a new building for business purposes. My mother-in-law's corporation, it's expanding and they needed a new place. Tomas, thank you for that. I seen the building.
Beautiful, right?
Beautiful, man. I'm getting goosebumps, but I told my wife, I said, you're doing such a great job, babe. Like, not only because you have the right people around you, because you have to find the right people around you. So that was you once again. But I told my wife, I'm so proud of you because you're doing the risk factor. Like, I admire her. The questions that I ask you, Tomas, is the same thing, because I want to get inspired. I want my viewers to get inspired. Like, let's break free from being afraid. Let's break free from thinking, well, what if I'm going to fail? Well, what if you succeed? Like, why do we have to look at always the cup half full? Why don't we look at it, half empty? Why don't we look at it half full and realize the potential is much greater than the failure, you know? So when I saw the building, I'm like, man, that's awesome. And I'm like, Tomcat had to have his fingerprints in this somehow.
Tomcat.
So I love it. I love it, man.
No, not a problem. You know, I have a wealth of knowledge and it's through experience. You know, I've done a lot, you know, I've been through a lot. So every person has their story. So when it comes down to real estate, if you guys have any questions, I mean, yesterday I had to get someone to file a BK. Because their property is being sold today. And so we didn't know, the family didn't know. And so we ended up, you know, they contacted me 4 days before, not enough time to negotiate. They filed for BK. Maybe they can work something out now.
And you suggested BK for them for so that they can try to save the property?
Well, it stops everything. I'm not, you know, it, you know, I hope she qualifies. I send her to a lawyer, but she was out of options. You know, maybe she'll be able to save it. Or maybe not. The property might go for sale. Give her a couple more days on that. But I do everything, even for sale by owner. I did the loan. I'm doing a loan right now for that. I did a loan for the real estate VIPs that I have. But I have a knowledge in Proposition 19. People call me that. It's just people call me on everything, you know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
give me a call if you guys are have any questions or anything like that, dude. I'd be more than happy to help you guys out. Just the
gratification. Would you mind if I put your phone number there too?
Don't put my number. No, it's fine. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. You see? I'm telling you guys, this guy's a jokester, man.
On your podcast, you did tell me you get people from Germany. Even the people Germany can call me. Yeah.
Can I get a house in America? You know, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So. No, guys, whatever I can do, it's one of the best feelings you get when you take care of your clients. But, you know, it's a double-edged story. So, you know, so you have some people you don't click with, and that can possibly, like, oh, I didn't make that person happy. You know, it happens in every business. So you just do your best. So people forget that we are in a business of customer service.
Correct.
So
yeah.
Customer's always right. So, you know, to an extent, guys.
Yeah, to an extent. Correct. But and he's looking at me when he said that, guys. Because the only time this guy, I see my phone and it says Tomcat, the only time I get a phone call from him is because something's going down and he needs the attention over there. But no, the guy's an amazing guy. I'm telling you guys, for me, it's been such a pleasure working with you, Tomas. Like, you really take care of a lot of things for me. You explain things very clear, very thoroughly, and I appreciate that. I definitely wanted to ask a random question just to see if there's any viewers, listeners wanting. What do you think of, because right now on social media, that's all you see is people saying, oh, instead of refinancing your house and losing your 3% APR, take a HELOC. What are your thoughts on HELOCs?
HELOCs, I don't know. You know, the problem is that every person has their own financial situation going, and if you need to go that route, you can go that route. That's fine. It's just, it's called the golden handcuffs right now because everyone's married to an interest rate that's so low.
Yeah.
And they don't want to refinance their first, which is dumb. I don't think people should do that. You know, I think people should hold on to their interest rate. And if they need to get cash, then go ahead and do the HELOC. But it has to make sense financially.
Yeah.
The bank's not going to loan you more money than what you can afford. Yeah. They don't want to put you in a worse situation. But only you know your situation. No one else does.
And so for me, guys, you see, like, what I take from that is that every situation is so different that the answer to a HELOC could be yes, but the answer to a HELOC for that other person can be a no. Or the answer to 10 people should be, maybe that's not the best thing you should do. And for some people, it is. So this is why it's best to call, because once he sees the numbers, once he sees where you're at, how you're doing, what's going on, then he can make the suggestion to say, maybe it is best for you to do a HELOC, or maybe it's best you don't do it, or what have you. So that's why these questions, like the one that I just asked right now, it's always best to have that because it changes from person, families, and all that
stuff. Yeah, it does. It changes from person to person.
Tomas, we're talking a lot about business.
The Mac effect's not going to affect me. I am not about to go there, guy. I saw your...
We're talking podcast. A lot about business, Tomas.
Let's keep it in the business.
Tomas, you're not single, Tomas. Right? You're not single.
I am not single.
You're married. For how many years have you been married?
She's married. I just kidding.
Ya ven.
I am married.
All right. For how many years?
We're going to be 20 years next year.
20 years married.
20 years next year.
Wow, dude. Man, my first question is, what's the secret, bro?
You're living it, man. There's no easy question to that. I mean, you know, everyone gets their ups and their downs when, you know, you stick it, you know. There's more good than bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But my relationship has been great.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Nice. So. And during, because again, we're talking about, you know, your promoting years, your DJ years, your Tomcat years, your license for real estate, your license for brokerage. Where was the wife in all this? Was she 20 years? You've been married 20 years. That means she's been part of this roller coaster in life with you.
Yes, she has. I mean, she's my best friend.
Everyone right now just went, oh. Where, see, the Mac effect got you.
Hey, don't get jealous, dude. And you thought I was your best friend.
Where did you meet your wife?
I met her at one of my events.
No way.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I don't know, 27, I don't know, 26.
Tomas, wait, what the hell? What you mean? You look so... I thought you were like 30-something, bro.
Bro, I'm 20, I'm 51.
Wow. Guys, right now, it's like spiritually, honestly, like what I'm feeling in my heart is like when, and I'm not saying this to kiss your butt. I'm saying this to be honest. Like, I feel like you have a lot of happiness, smiles, joy. Like, your life's not really filled with like disappointments. I'm not saying that you haven't had them and you haven't gone through them, but because of your positive vibe, Mike, you look so young, bro. Oh,
wow, thank you.
You look young, man. That's awesome.
I feel 21.
Okay, that's, yeah. You're definitely joking around like you're 21, so that's good. That's good.
No, not a problem.
So you met her around that time. What caught your attention? What made you say, I like that one right there?
That's the same thing. What made you say that about Jackie?
Oh, she was beautiful, right? Bro. She was beautiful. And then she turned around. I saw a little booty, and I said, whoa.
Oh, snap.
So it was the same thing? No, I'm just kidding. No, but it's, I mean, you were, what were you doing? You were DJing? Like, I want to know the story.
Yes.
See, this makes him nervous. Can you guys see business? That he could do that all day, every day, at all time. But this makes him a little bit like, huh.
No, I mean, I met her through her friend. One of my DJs was dating one of her best friends. Okay. Yeah, and so she came in, and you know.
So she was like the friend, and you're like, hey. Your homie is like, I'm already dating this girl. You want to meet her and let's.
He's not my homie. He was, yeah, you know, I haven't spoken to that dude in years.
At that time, he was. Right? But okay, all right. And how did it go, Tomas? Like, I mean, eventually you decided to marry her. Do you guys have kids?
Yes.
I know the answer to that already, but they don't. Oh. So that's why.
Mike, you know the answer to this. Yes, I got three boys.
Three. What are their ages and names?
I got 17.
17.
Mateo.
Okay.
I got 14. Diego. And I got Daniel. 9.
Wow.
And this year, they're all 10s or 5s birthdays, so they all have to have a birthday, right? We have one turning 10, one's turning 15, and one turning 18. They're all stepping stones.
Guys, we need to sell homes. My friend needs funds to...
I got three family dollars I have to do.
He needs to sell. He needs to make money for these parties. But wow, all right.
Yeah.
So three boys. Did you and your wife... See, I go with the flow. Like, I'm trying to feel like... Did you and your wife ever think of, like, we're missing the girl?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have five brothers.
Yeah.
Five brothers. No sisters.
Oh, okay.
And
from the five siblings, which one are you?
I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle.
I'm in the middle. Okay. I have three older brothers and two younger brothers.
Nice. Okay.
I got my own gang.
So what happened? Like, you guys were at some point like, we're missing the girl. Like, we could still put in work. You look young, Tomas.
Oh, man. Can't put in the work, man.
No, but God gives you guys what he gives you. What can you say about fatherhood? How has fatherhood treated you so far with your boys?
I am blessed. I am so glad I have a family.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am blessed. I love my kids. I love my family.
What moments have you witnessed that you can say, man, like, this one really hit me today, or what was like, because you're saying you're blessed, so you're clearly, there's moments or things that have happened that make you feel like, I'm just so grateful for my family. Like, what are those moments?
Little things, man. Like, little, you're working and all of a sudden someone comes and hugs you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like little things, like, yeah, you know, stuff that I do to them, they do to me, right? Yeah. Like, okay, like, I'm working and all of a sudden someone comes and kisses me in the head.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
Crazy.
Yeah.
My little ones do that.
It's crazy. It's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
And because JJ the other day, I dropped him off at school, and JJ's the youngest one. He's 4. I dropped him off, and I even called Jackie as soon as he did this to me. I dropped him off, and he said, "Bye, Dad, I love you." And that's normal because I hear him do that every day, every time I drop him off. But this time, he, as he was walking, he turned around and then he said, "Have a good day." Oh, that one hit me, bro. I don't know why, but that one hit me. That one made me go like, why does that one make me want to cry right now? So I called Jackie and I said, "He said this to me." And I don't know, it filled my heart up where it's like, dude, you could have pissed me off that morning so bad, but like, just one little thing that you do just changes my whole day, and I really appreciate that.
They all have their different characters.
Yeah.
They all grow up. You're going to start seeing your kid. You know that from the other.
Correct.
But they all have their own personalities. It's just crazy.
What have you noticed in each of your boys? Like, what's different between each one of them, like, character-wise?
Well, I have one that's very adventurous. You know, he wants to go everywhere. You know, he wants to do everything. He wants to go hiking.
That's so cool.
That's Diego, right? He wants, you know.
Who do you think he gets that from, you or the wife?
I don't know. I mean, my wife used to say that when I would leave my events back in the day, that it would take me an hour to get out of the club or get out of the event. And that was because I would be shaking my hand with everybody.
Socializing.
Say, hey, I'll see you later. Bye, blah, blah, blah.
Your connections, yeah.
I see that in Mateo. Like, I'm trying to pick him up from school or from an event, and he's going around, going back in, shaking everyone's hand, saying hi to everybody. And then I get that from my mom, because my mom, we used to go, like, remember the RTD, the buses? She would hop on the bus, and she would say hi to everybody in the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just weird.
That's cool.
And then my little one is just blossoming right now. He's
Still figuring it out.
He has his own personality.
Yeah.
He's trying to be a funny character.
I wonder who he gets that one from.
Oh.
Funny character.
Mom. It has to be the mom.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be the mom.
It has to be the mom. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Man, that's so cool, Tomas. Well, look, we've hit about 40-some minutes already of different conversations. Whether you want to say the Mac Effect didn't get to you or not, we got to you a little bit. I'm trying to dig a little deeper, but all right, I'm going to respect. But
I hate my dad and I'm in love with my mom. Or what?
That's I love it because I know that's what some people think. That's all the Mac Effect is. It's like, all we're going to talk about is the things that we are just dread and hate and don't like. Like, no, Tomas, that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. But
No. I don't hate my dad. I love my dad. I love my mom. Oh, but, you know, my mom passed away. You know,
okay.
So me and Jackie have, you know, our moms passed away. And when her mom passed and, you know, she has the memorials, it hits me hard. You know, that stuff hits you hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you could, because there is times where, like, I see Jackie post something. Like, she just posted something recently of her new single. She's also doing Ya Lo Sé, but she did it in her own version, and she posted a bunch of different pictures of her mom. And it hits me, and I feel so bad, Tomas, but I also feel like a little bit of a hypocrite, because if I tell her, like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, I could imagine what you're feeling. I can't, because the truth is I still do have my mom.
Well, everyone goes through losses. So you experience everyone's loss. Right?
Correct.
Yeah. You know, so everyone hurts, right? But one thing is that when I go to funerals and it's a mother of someone passing, I just bawl. I just can't be in that place. I just, I have to get out. It's just that, it's like, oh, like, I know how that feels, right?
Because it reminds you of you and your mom.
Right. And I think it also has to do how people pass away, right? Some people have time to grieve during the process. Someone is passing, right? But something that happens sudden.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst ones.
Yeah, correct. You know? Was your mom's sudden?
It was sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't.
Sorry to hear that.
It wasn't. It was a car accident.
That's why you feel very resemblance with Jackie.
When something happens, because you didn't have any time to.
Yeah, that gave me chills.
You didn't have any time to wait. You know, yeah. You had, you know, it was one of your things.
I get it.
It happened suddenly.
How old was your mom?
She was young.
How old was she?
Happened in 2000. On the 16th of January.
Okay. Is your pops still around?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Pops are around,
nice. Yeah. And where does he live close to you? Like, do you see him
He's
often?
LA. He's LA, born and raised.
Nice.
He wasn't born in East LA, but I was.
Okay. All right. Yeah. See, born and raised East LA.
Blue Heights.
All right. Let's go. Do you see him often or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
We talk.
Nice. Do you want to do Mac Effect on the daddy issues right now or no?
The daddy issues?
Just kidding.
I hate my dad. I'm the number one mom.
Just kidding. Okay, cool. Tomas, anything that maybe I missed or something that you personally just want to share with the viewers before we wrap it up?
Yeah, you know what? The real estate agent that got you this house has not been invited to the carne asada lately.
The real estate agent that helped us get this house said, the first taquiza is on me.
And I never got a call back. I had, you know, and I had everything.
So
I even have a plancha and everything ready to go.
Tomas, we haven't had you. We haven't had you over.
Yes.
A couple times.
Yeah, you have me.
But over. Like big events, nothing twice, personal.
Three.
Personal. Okay, maybe four. You know what? All right.
I was there for the quinceañera.
I'm going to record him the day that we bring him over. We're going to invite him over. We're going to invite you. I'm going to show people. Me estás haciendo mirar mal.
We talk a lot. We talk a lot, but, you know, you are far.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the projects and you're
people know
you're in Beverly Hills.
No, we're not. people know we're very good friends. It's one of the reasons why this guy is, I'm telling you, his hands is a little bit on everything when it comes to our stuff, because our house, our Whittier house, the new warehouse building, all that stuff, because Tomas, it's just, we trust you so much.
No, I just don't want people taking advantage of my friends.
Yeah,
that's the last thing. Let me direct you the right way. And again, I've always said, bless your friends who are in real estate, right? Your family, because, you know, they're there, right?
You've helped my sister, too, with questions. Like, even if she didn't go with you at the end, you offered your services as far as, like, I'll help you out. Like, we'll talk about these things. And it's like, it's not about, like, he's, of course, do you want to close a deal? Absolutely, but... It's never like if you could feel the energy, guys. I know you guys can feel the energy. It's never like, let's just, I need to be the one that closes the whole show and everything like that. It's just not like that with this guy. So,
yeah, see, we're going to do the wave. It came back.
See, this guy, Tomcat. Now you guys know where the nickname comes from. This guy's a jokester, man. Tomas.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for coming on the Mac Effect.
Thank you for having me, guys.
For you might not want to dig deep, but I do have to touch into this basis to when I'm saying thank you, because this is a dream of mine. The Mac Effect has been something that's been in my heart for over 5-6 years. So now that it's real, anyone that comes and sits there and invests in me and gives me their time to do these interviews where we're having a good time, good conversations, it's healing something in me. So I like telling the guests around me, thank you, because when you invest, you're not just doing Mac Effect, you're healing something in me. And I just want to say thank you so much for that. So bottom of my heart, thank you so much for coming, bro. Thank you.
You're not welcome. You're welcome, boss. I had to get him to laugh.
But yeah, guys,
you're welcome.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope we answered your questions. Guys, if you have any questions in regards to real estate or maybe a different question that maybe I didn't ask Tomcat, send it, comment it. Definitely can get it over to him. More than happy. But I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation. I know I did.
I did too.
We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Peace, guys. Thank you.